All right, bring him up, pal. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, he is up on our website, 710 KNUS.
Tancredo, up on your website.
Up on a housetop. Giving the finger to some clown. And also, this young woman is Robin, and I met Robin on Saturday, and she was the escort. So let me tell the story, then I'll turn it over to Robin and Tom, and you can pick it up. So Tommy, by the way, our website, 710knus.com, we have all the pictures of the harassers, and I think many of them are hired, to try and stop the Evie Hudak recall. So Tommy says, hey, I'm going to be out there on Saturday and at their headquarters for recall up at, what is it, 64th and Sims, I think.
Sims,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I just kind of ride my motorcycle out there. And I get there, and there's tons of really, really wonderful people, and they got dogs in there and kids, and it's really, it's really grassroots. They got a war board up there and everything. So I said, where's Tom? Well, he's over at 80th and Wadsworth. So I meet this guy, Mike, who's a motorcycle guy, and we ride our bikes over, and Tom's there. And there's this crazy tricked-up truck. But by and large, everybody, and I've seen, is behaving themselves. There were protesters, but what I witnessed for the half an hour, 45 minutes, was one guy had a bell, and he was like and one guy had a sign that said, Evie Hudak never took my gun. Okay. And I said, not yet. And this guy with a bell. And I met everybody, and I met Robin. And then you light out. You go, well, I'm leaving. I said, okay, well, I go about my merry way, go see my outlaw friends. The other motorcycle guy takes off. I take off. Yesterday, Tom calls me. All right, pick it up. First of all, Robin, good morning to you, and thank you for coming on the show as a witness. And you're delightful. Why are you involved in this, by the way? Why are you, Robin, involved in the recall?
Because I am afraid that if they take one right away from us, they're going to take more, and I like my gun.
Okay, all right.
So I think it's important to be able to defend myself. With this whole thing, I just want you to know that, I am a woman. And I'm out there every day. I've been out there 7 days a week, 8 to 8. And these guys are very intimidating. They come and they will shove a camera in your face. They'll shove a sign in your face. I've had one guy who wouldn't let me leave. He blocked me in. I had to call for my boyfriend to come over. And this day that this happened with Tom, this guy was just... I called for several people to come over and help us because he got right in front of the truck.
This is the guy who took the picture.
Yeah. I mean, he comes right in front of the truck. He's taking our picture. He's standing right in front of the truck. We couldn't have left if we wanted to.
Well, here's and the thing. I want to go slow here because I've talked to so many people who have been targets. And I think, as I say, many of these people are paid, but they block people when they take pictures of license plates. They do all kinds of really harassing things, and they've done some things to elderly people, won't let them out of the cars. Now, when Tom Mauser came on the show, he said he never saw that. And my response, Tom, is I didn't see it either, but they have all the pictures that show them doing, including Bullhorn Boy. We know about Census Boy. We know about these guys. And if you would, Robin, you're not a big woman. You're just, I've described her as the blonde lady that was Tom's escort. So how tall are you?
5'4".
Yeah, and you're a little woman. And this, come on. So what, and tell them the things that these people have done to you. You said you had to call your boyfriend.
Yeah. I was out one day and I had a petitioner wanting to sign the petition. And he comes over and what they like to do is they like to put that camera right in your face. And they'll tell you, and he, with a little smile on his face, he'll say cheese or smile for the camera. And he puts the camera right in your face and then he has his little sign that he puts right in your face. And he really intimidates these people. I mean, they'll walk around the cars. They take pictures of the license plates.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And they let you know they're doing it. They want you to know they're doing it.
Yeah.
So
oh,
that,
yeah.
that you'll be afraid that they might look you up or try to come after you.
Well, sure. No, I mean, that's intimidation. I talked to Gessler about it this morning. I said, can't you cut the cops loose on somebody? You know, but...
That'd be nice.
it hasn't happened. So, Tommy.
Yes, sir.
Tell the story about what happened.
So, after you refused to come with me.
How did I know you were going to say that? No, I said, I better not because
sometime
I can take my
picture. Yeah, the last time we were together.
That's right. I strangled a guy.
I just didn't want it to get violent.
I was telling Bonnewell, I said, something about me and Tancredo, something bad happens. It's like, if I ever do a Halloween show and I got Tom Noel and Dennis Gallagher, I get fired. I got fired on Halloween one time. And I got fired because of those guys, But I said, last time I was with Tancredo, was the day he announces, and that's the day I got fired from fired from Brand X. So
yeah, so I say, Peter, would you please come with me?
No, I just got this job.
He says, hell, you're on your own, buddy.
Yeah, I just got this gig, and you're going over there getting a fight. I know it. And I'm, you know, I'm so afraid to fight.
Right. So, yeah, so really, well, we finished our conversation up there on 80th, and I was telling you I'm going to go up to 112th in Sheridan. That was our next stop. And so we said our goodbyes, and I went up with Robin, yeah, and who'd been hauling me around during the day. We'd go to each of the locations, and I'd shake hands and wave signs and, you know, just try to rally the troops. And so we were having a great time. And, yeah, there were protesters everywhere we went, but
that's right,
but no big deal.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, you know, I've had protesters.
I'll show you a Hey, you've had the governor's wife protest you.
Well, yeah, but I've had him throwing bricks through the window where I was speaking at the university. And well, anyway, so we get up there, and Robin wants to introduce me to. Well, we walk out and talk to everybody, and Robin wants to introduce me to a lady who was there, Hispanic lady. Was there with Robin? Was that her son or her daughter? I can't remember.
Her daughter was there with her grandson. Yeah.
That's it. Okay. And they wanted to say hello, take pictures. We did. And as we were all walking back to the truck, this one protester turns to us and says, "Hey, Tancredo." And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "I've got some." I can't remember if he said Mexican or Hispanic. He said, "I've got some Hispanic friends, and they wanted me to tell you to blank off." Mm-hmm. And I said, so I walked over to him, and we had another discussion. And then we went back to Robin, and we went over to the car, and this guy follows us around. And I didn't know it was a movie camera. I just thought he was taking pictures, and he came to the side of the car where I was, and I gave him a salute. That was it. That was about it. So, but the thing is, when I got there, I took pictures of the door hangers, which I know you have up on your site, and I do too. These people are despicable.
Oh,
the things they say and hang on those doors, you know, we've got them, and people should look at this because I've never seen anything like this, and I've been in politics a long time. I've never seen anything like this where you go door to door and tell people that your opponent, you know, be careful if they come to the door. Mm-hmm. They're affiliated with sex offenders.
Child molesters. Yeah, right, of course.
Oh, God. It was incredible.
Well, they have no
body. They really are something else.
Well, Evie Hudak and her little band of whoever these people are, and these paid people and the money people. And, again, we've blown this back talking about – and Robin, I know you're familiar with this. Tom's familiar with it. We tried to figure out where the hanger money came from. And this poor, and like I said, she must be, as Lennon said, useful idiot. She signs paperwork. And when we get on a radio show, she doesn't know where the money came from. She doesn't know anything. She's at the front. And she said, well, anything to keep Evie in there. And I thought, well, you got to have a little more smart than that. But then it blows back to where the $25,000 lump fund comes from, some Democratic environmental front in Kentucky by this other woman who fronts all this stuff off in Denver. So it's very well coordinated. If they got 25 G's to put door hangers out there, they got paid people. I think Census Boy gets a check, and I don't know if this guy gets a check. So, look, go to the website right now, and 710 KNUS. You can, who, by the way, you can see Tom flipping the bird, but and I think that should be a button. Vote for this man. You know, he's your guy.
I'm number one, as Casey said.
He's giving you. It's right. He's giving you half the peace sign. But I got to read this one swipe at you. And this one cracked me. Given how much you and I have talked about former governors, this is about you and somebody defending you. But you're not running for governor. I think we can expect governors to exhibit a little smidge of gravitas, and an iota of class, like Bill Ritter. Roy Romer, I give you a lot of them. You know, that gravitas and class of Bill Ritter. That's the one I was looking for.
Classy people. I remember Romer showing his class on the member out of Stapleton, loving up another woman who wasn't his wife.
Yeah, loving, and then kissing BJ in the parking lot.
Right.
Yeah, Bill Ritter going, well, I'm getting out of here now, winky, winky.
Yeah.
And so, or how about, you know, gee, Roxanne White, winky, winky. So
that's
a little class, a little gravitas, you know?
Really and truly. I mean, I'm not happy.
Do not say you're sorry. Do not.
Tom, I didn't say happy. I wasn't happy
don't.
Is what
please
I said.
Please don't say you're sorry. For
no,
God's
I'm
sake.
Not sorry.
Don't say you're sorry.
It's just that these people have been harassing these folks for days now. And, you know, it's lucky it didn't turn into something else, to tell you the truth.
That's good.
Because they, in front of this woman, her daughter, grandson, Robin, they have no compunction whatsoever to yell
F.
The F word and
Robin,
profanities. I mean, that was no problem with them, right?
No.
Nothing.
No.
And
you're the bad guy.
Oh, they're just very
Robin,
annoying.
Robin, how old was the child who heard him yell the F word?
It was a baby. He was somewhere between 6 months, maybe 2 years. I mean, he was little. But
it was a daughter.
It was still the fact that it's the daughter. I mean, they were so wanting to meet Tom and have their picture made with him. It was just like this was an exciting moment for them. And then this guy has to throw the words that he threw around. And he did call it Mexican. He did use the word Mexican. He didn't use the word Hispanic.
Okay.
And he was just foul. And
well,
it had no right to be there. I mean, it was just didn't even need to be said.
He has the right to be there. The question is, what happens next? And these are, like I said, I'd be wondering if he picks up a check, but it doesn't matter. I mean, truly, you guys, look at this. Tom flipping the bird. And like I said, I don't you ever apologize. I thought
no,
about this.
No, no, nobody. No, I wasn't going to do that.
Good. These idiots, and all I can say is there's lots of people who want to help. Now you know what your mission is, the guys who want to be like the little defenders. You can go up there and.
You know, Peter, I was thinking about this as we were driving back from there, and I think I may even mention this to Robin. I don't ever remember in my life, in any of the events I've ever been involved with, participated in, speeches I've gone to hear, I don't ever remember any conservative group ever trying to do anything to stop the activities of the liberals who were talking or doing their thing. I mean, college campuses, all the speakers that come in.
Yeah.
You know, it is a free marketplace of ideas. You respect that. And maybe it's happened. Maybe there are these sporadic instances where somebody's done something stupid. But generally speaking, it's a modus operandi of the left.
But again, I tell people this, the progressive, the politically correct, there is no such thing as the First Amendment. And I come back to Orwell all the time, and Winston Smith's job was to rewrite. That was his job, to rewrite the Ministry of Truth, to rewrite. And what you have to look at is these people, they want their version of history. They want their version of language. They want, and they're getting it. They're winning it. I mean, in schools today, kids are being sent home for drawing a gun, making a finger into a gun. Anything can be misconstrued into a racist statement. And these guys are winning. So Tancredo, you have to shut Tancredo up. You can't just say, we'll let Tom speak and then I'll speak. They have to stop him from speaking, and they have to stop the ideas from getting out because somebody might hear the idea and think,
that's
let
it.
That's a good idea.
Afraid of the ideas. That's exactly right.
Sure they are. It's medieval. It's the church. It's, you know, when someone makes some statements that were contrary to the church and science, who were they? They were heretics. They were tried for witchcraft.
Yeah.
That's an old gimmick. In Mao's China, Hitler's Germany, Japan under the emperor, Stalin, I'll get on a list of places in when Chavez is running the show, when Castro is running the show. You just take people down for what they say. And that's what these guys ultimately want. And they think that might makes right. And like I said, this sad case up there who signs the Scott Gessler statements and gets the $25,000. Tommy can't even tell me where the money came from.
Yeah.
And they're stooges. Yeah.
Well, they all are. And I know that they are afraid of what's happening in Colorado.
Oh,
they are afraid because of the recalls. They are afraid that maybe 66 is in trouble. They're afraid that their governor's numbers are down, that the legislature might flip as a result of this, and they are going to do everything they can, and including intimidation, voter suppression, or fraud, and I'm telling you, when you fight back at these people, then you're the bad guy.
Oh, sure. But I've learned that a long time ago, that I'm the bad guy. It doesn't matter. But you know what? In the words of Al Pacino in Scarface, I am the bad guy. You know, I want to be.
Right.
I want to be the bad guy.
That's right.
And so let me go back to Robin. Retell the story, Robin, as well, from what you saw. And I know you got, by honest to God, you guys, you can see all the pictures. By the way, Robin, who's Bullhorn Boy there with the bullhorn? Who's that guy?
I don't know who he is. He was out yesterday, and the police wouldn't do a thing. Police came up there and actually wouldn't do a thing. And I'll tell you what, you have that horn in your ear all day long. I mean, the first thing you want to do is
what
just...
does he say? And the cops, you know what? The cops should do something about this. They really should. And senior citizens and people with kids.
Exactly.
And shame. Is it Westminster cops?
It's Westminster cops.
Arvada?
More than it is Arvada. Arvada has been a little more helpful, but both of them haven't done much.
Well, you know, Evie Hudak is the elected official. This goes back to small town, fill in the blank, or Chicago. You know, and shame on the cops up there. If they're not doing their job and stopping this crap, shame on you, men and women, the command officers, and the rest of you. You call them as you see them. You know, shame on you for not stepping in on this. So, Robin, again, tell the story about what you saw.
Well, what I saw was when we were going back to meet the lady that wanted to really shake his hand. And he shook her hand, and she, I mean, just a huge smile on her face. And then the other guy called
Tom
over.
She was Hispanic herself, right, Robin?
Yes, she is. She's Hispanic. Her daughter is Hispanic. And the guy calls Tom over and says exactly what Tom says. I've got some, actually, he says, some illegal Mexican friends, and they tell me to tell you to F off. And then he said a few other things. And
what other things did he say that you recall, remembering we got to clean it up a little bit? Remember. If you can, it's okay. But if you can, yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather not say anything online. But he was with a big old grin on his face because he knew he was taking that special moment from that lady and intimidating her.
Of course.
And so
how old is this guy? What's he look like? It's not sensible.
He's a young man. I would say he's in his late 20s, early 30s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's not the guy we call Census Boy, is he?
No, but Census Boy came.
Okay, Census Boy was there?
Yeah, Census Boy came and took pictures. In fact, he came to every site and took pictures that we were at, like he knew where we were going to be. And Tom was really great because when the guy started speaking, he actually stood between the guy and us so that we didn't have to hear everything he said, so we didn't have to watch him. But we got to hear enough. And then we went to turn around to walk away, and he goes over to meet the lady's daughter. And she has her picture made, and they're just all smiles again. And he's coming up behind us with his sign, and he's got his little camera. And I think he's going to leave us alone at this point, but he follows us all the way over to the truck. And, I mean, it's just he just kind of saunters and stops in front of the truck, taking our picture, bringing it around to the side of the car. I was so afraid that I actually called for one of our other friends that's up there with the recall effort to come over to the truck.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know what this guy was going to do. I mean, he was that close to the truck. And that is when the other issue happened.
Yeah.
Our famous salute came up.
It's all right. It's all right.
And it kind of diffused. I mean, it kind of diffused me a little bit because I realized that Tom wasn't as afraid as I was.
No. You can't be afraid.
I was afraid. I mean,
of course. Well, you know, you're not a big person. You're a woman. Here, guy comes. And,
exactly.
What a dope.
So for me, what I'd like to say, just in last words, is you know. There are a lot of women like me out there. There are a lot of women trying to get this to pass or to get the petition. And these guys are very intimidating. And we don't have a way to defend ourselves. And we do call the cops. And the cops come out, and it's kind of like, well, oh, well. And then they leave. And, you know, the weekends are the worst because we know we can't get them.
Well,
they can't get there,
you know, if
they, and they don't come.
I think if Westminster really wanted to do it right, to put an undercover person there, put them in some old clothes like they're a helper and see what happens. But, again, I'm not so sure that maybe Westminster doesn't want anything to do with this because they don't know which way the wind's going to blow. And that's just the truth. I mean,
it certainly could be.
I mean, this guy says we need to call the X-Men, people with cameras, cans of mace, wasp spray, bear spray, baseball bats, and bullhorns.
It takes a lot of restraint, and I want to tell. I just want to say, Peter, that these folks who are doing this, that doing the recall, wonderful people, as you say. God love them. And the fact that nothing has happened, nobody's gotten decked so far, is a credit to them, because these other folks do egg you on and try. That's exactly what they're trying to do. They will push you to the absolute limit in order to get you to try to respond, and then it becomes your fault. And so when the cops aren't there and it's a he said, she said type of thing, you know, what are they going to do? They got to be there to actually observe something like this, or at least have a lot of witnesses that are impartial.
Sure. Now they now they got what I call the money shot. You giving them the finger. But so what? I'm going to make buttons out of that. We're going to make T-shirts out of it. You know, and we got a collection of from Ronald Reagan, George Bush, all these pictures of these guys giving the finger. And it'll be up tomorrow. Nelson Rockefeller, Mike Ditka, Elvis. You know, they're all giving somebody the finger. So,
I'm in good company. Is
great. You know, Tom, you're Italian. You speak with your hands. You know,
I would like to. I like for one to tell Tom, thank you.
Me too.
Thank you, Tom.
Oh, yeah. God! Let me tell you, I am as happy to be there, and certainly happy that you guys are doing as well as you're doing. And if there's anything that we can do to help, you know, I will.
Well, these boys are sweating rocks, and Caldera said he's going to be very happy tomorrow morning. He thinks 66 is going to bite. A lot of these things are going to bite.
So.
And the other one, too,
so.
is the breakaway state. Now, we have that scheduled tomorrow. I don't know if the state will break away to New Colorado. But as they said, something's happening here. And Caldera and Tommy and Robin and all of us have been listening for this stuff. And it begins in Pueblo. It begins in the Springs. And now it's rolling north. And these people, when they're doing measures like this, they're scared.
Yeah, that's right.
And,
exactly right.
Like I said, you can help these people. You can go to our website, 710knus.com. You can see the famous pictures as well as Bullhorn Boy and these other people who are harassing.
And look at those door hangers.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've got them so that they're clearly visible. I just took pictures with my cell phone. I'm not sure how good they came out. But oh, gosh, read the stuff that they put
these
on
the
there.
Worst.
It's just amazing.
The worst.
These people are horrible.
I love you both. Robin, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
You're tough.
You too.
And Tommy, I'll talk to you later. Thanks,
all right,
you guys.
Buddy. Thanks, Robin.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. All right.
Bye.
All right. So that's up.